Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
That's right, it's another training camp podcast here from the PFW boys. Paul Perillo alongside me, Andy Hart, and we do have you covered. Covered like Devin McCourty running stride for stride with a receiver deep down the field. That's how tight we are, right, Paul?
It's a special podcast.
It's a special podcast.
Practice that we're talking about.
Coming off the season ticket holder event. Here at Gillette Stadium last night, under the bright lights, an energetic practice, I would go and there.
Yeah.
With the team in shells and helmets, a lot of red area passing game work, I think entertained the crowd quite a bit, got to see a lot of balls in the air, a lot of matchup with guys like Lee Bodden on Ocho Cinco and Devin McCourty on Ocho Cinco, and your favorite player, my favorite player, I don't know how anyone on earth could not like him. Always a smile on his face and a touchdown in his future. Rob Gronkowski kicked ace last night, Paul. Talk about it.
I thought he was dominant, and I thought he was individually the most dominant player we've seen in a single practice last night. He was a force that simply couldn't be covered. And the thing that really sticks out to me when I watch him is that he doesn't always – you know, jump off the line and beat press coverage or whatever and get himself wide open in the clear. Doesn't have to be. His hands are so strong that he presents a small window, and we know that Tom is generally really accurate, so he gets the ball in a situation where he can make the catch. And Gronk's hands are so strong. I think the defenders are powerless. We kind of picked a little bit on Sergio Brown last night. I thought he was as competitive as a safety could be against him many times, but didn't break up a single play, whether it was red zone, in the regular part of the field, down the seam. You had mentioned one play that he really just toyed with Patrick Chung.
Yep.
I think Gronk is going to be an absolute force and live up to your G-Force nickname for him. It's going to be interesting to see how defenses respond to that, because I'm sure they're going to be determined, especially in the red zone, to not allow him to kill them the way he did down there last year. They're going to provide, I would have to think, extra attention to him. He looks like he is absolutely unstoppable.
And you have to wonder what they are going to do, because, you know, the rules these days, you can't beat up on guys past 5 yards. You can't do the Rodney Harrison on Marcus Pollard and just kick his butt. And he's quick. He's got great hands. He's bigger than pretty much any linebacker or safety you're going to put on him, any DB. I just think he's going to be a really, really tough matchup, unless you're willing to put two guys on him. And if you do that, well, you know what?
There's
they're
so
going
many
to
weapons.
Elsewhere. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way I envision is his numbers really dropping off is teams just say, we're just going to take him away. We're going to do whatever we have to do. And I think that'll hurt those teams, because we know Tom Brady's not going to force it. He's good enough to go elsewhere, and he has enough weapons where he can score the touchdowns elsewhere. So Rob Gronkowski looks like year two should pick up right where year one left off.
Yeah, I just real quickly, you had mentioned how, you know, teams could beat up like in the old days on Ben Coates. That's what reminds me of, the way he can make catches in traffic.
Yep.
But he still is young, like Coates was earlier in his career. He still has the athleticism to make big plays too.
He's what we lusted after when we had Daniel Graham, when we had Ben Watson,
took shots.
Guys who could not catch balls even when they were wide open half the time, never mind in traffic. So Rob Gronkowski ready to roll. Guys not ready to roll. Here's the list of players who missed the practice, which took place in front of, Paul, 18,000 people. That's
334,
amazing.
According to...
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's a practice during the week, weeknight, and you get 18,000 fans to show up.
And they were into it. They were just a lively crowd last night.
Patriots Nation.
More so than a regular season game.
Ready to roll. That was a shot from Paul Perillo, not me.
No, I no shot at the fans last night. They were into that practice.
So here are the guys that didn't practice. We're not on the field in uniform. Razai Dowling, Kyle Arrington, Darius Butler, Brandon McGowan, Kevin Faulk, Sammy Morris, Eric Catani, Josh Barrett, Matt Catula, Tracy White, Marcus Cannon, Ryan Wendell, Logan Mankins, Brandon Dedrick, Kyle Hicks, Nate Solder, Myron Pryor, Steve Williams, and Ron Brace. Kyle Love returned to action, missing time earlier in the week. Unfortunately, running back Shane Vereen practiced early, but then appeared to tweak his hamstring on a carry, pulled up a little bit lame, left the field and did not return, actually left the field completely.
Yeah.
So that'd be something to bear watching. Also bears watching your boy, one of your favorite athletes this team has drafted in recent years, Darius Butler, did not practice last night. You know, getting some reps in the slot earlier in the week, I thought has had a decent camp so far, has gotten his hands on some football seemingly every day.
He's been competitive, yeah.
But now,
that's his M.O. He looks good in practice.
That's true. Now missing a little time. What do you know about that, Paul?
I don't know why you keep, harping on this with me, but...
Well, you're our Darius Butler correspondent.
The last practice they had was on Tuesday. Darius Butler spoke to the media after that workout.
Including
so,
you.
Oh, yeah. No, I talked to him a little bit about slot corner and things like that. We might have a little update on that later today if I have time. But usually when guys are banged up and they, you know, in a practice, they don't generally talk to the media after that practice. So I thought it was strange that the last time we saw them on the field, he spoke to the media the next time. He's not in pads. Same thing with Rashai Dowling, although he didn't speak to the media or anything. He's a rookie after the Tuesday workout. He did practice on Tuesday, didn't practice last night. So Bears watching. We'll see what these guys' health situation is. Same thing with Vereen, you know, a guy to keep an eye on as the days unfold here.
Tom Brady celebrated his 34th birthday, an event that was noted by some of the fans, some signs in the crowd, as always.
Didn't seem to get the fanfare that it normally does.
Did not, nor did Landon Cohen, who was celebrating his 25th birthday, shares the birthday with Tom Brady.
I saw that you included that in your blog update. That
I think I'm the only person who wished him happy birthday when I spoke to him after practice.
Very nice man.
A getting to know that you'll read in the upcoming issue of Patriots Football
Weekly.
Getting
all our teases in today.
Some minutia to deal with. First of all, a couple guys we spoke with yesterday, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis and Matt Light, talked before practice. Both are under contract, both expected to be on the practice field Thursday at 4 p.m. when the new league year starts, 4:30 actually, for
presumably.
Practice. Presumably. Matt Light certainly sounded like he was raring to go, as excited to get out on the field as ever in his career.
A lot of other guys in that category as well.
Oh,
Kevin
yeah.
Falk, Brandon McGowan, Sammy Morris,
oh, yeah.
Kyle Arrington.
Long.
And distinguished.
Steve Williams, you get him?
Steve Williams.
Stone Cold Steve Williams.
Okay.
And a couple other minutiae I want to deal with, though, before we get into some more practice notes. A couple number changes. Stephen Ridley, one of the early stars of training camp, thanks to his skills and his wiggle that I think is a little surprising based on some of the scouting reports. Now number 22, formerly worn by Thomas Clayton, who was given the boot from the team a couple days ago, changing from 37 to 22. I like that. That's a little bit more of a shifty... athletic number for a running back. And Nate Solder, although he's not here, remains unsigned, took over the number 77 jersey, formerly worn by Nick Kazier, who's not here because they unsigned him by releasing him
correct
early in camp. Now, one of the stories of camp, I think, is obviously Chad Ochocinco. We're seeing Tom Brady spend a lot of time with him, both throwing to him in practice, post-practice work, a lot of work last night. Brady going in and out of breaks with him, showing exactly what he wanted to do, dipping the shoulder, turning here, everything. How do you think that is going, building that rapport between 85 and 12?
Well, visually, it's going very well. We're seeing a lot of work being put in, but I thought it was interesting. I heard Jason Cole, he's a national football writer who was in Foxborough
he's big.
Yesterday. He had mentioned that, and he had spoken to Ochocinco after the practice, he had mentioned that he felt, and this is a guy who goes around to a lot of different camps every year, and he's seen Ochocinco practice during training camp. He said it was the hardest he's seen him practice in 4 years. And he actually said that to Ochocinco, and Ocho didn't shoot it down.
Did Ocho say, when you're in heaven, it's easy to practice?
Yeah, he said, you know, Cole had mentioned that last year in Cincinnati, basically, Ocho spent his time yucking it up with T.O., laughing, joking, smiling, and not really doing a whole lot of work with Carson Palmer. So, not surprisingly, they had really very little connection when the season, you know, got underway. So, I think, if you're asking the question how I think that's going so far, visually, it looks to me like they're getting along very well and getting a lot of progress made.
Speaking of progress, still seeing more of the 4-3 looks. And in those 4-3 looks, Jerod Mayo outside linebacker, Paul. And what we saw was something I've talked a little bit about, is his challenges maybe in the passing game where he might have to do a little more covering. Last night in some spread sets was lined up opposite Deion Branch, having to cover him one-on-one in the slot. Brady looked the other way, so it didn't come to fruition. But I think that bears watching how he adjusts to the outside in the 4-3. assuming they use some of those fronts when it actually, when the rubber meets the road in game times.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point you brought up because he has been inside, you know, throughout his Patriots career. And even though that there are elements of pass coverage responsibilities that he's had, it's basically been dropping deep
mainly
middle,
zone.
Trying to get in a zone. Now he's outside. He's going to be actually on a player. You know, most likely it'll be tight ends. And, you were joking around as I was working on the preview for the preseason opener against Jacksonville. Gerard Mayo, Mercedes Lewis. It'll be interesting to see how they match up.
It's a matchup.
Even though more than likely, you know, maybe we'll get two or three opportunities to see that, during the course of, you know, the early part of the first quarter. But yeah, something to bear, that also bears watching, how Mayo adjusts to actually having to have a bigger role in pass coverage.
A bigger role in practice last night for Steven Gostkowski, who hadn't kicked much, kicked last Saturday. I hadn't seen him do much since. Was mildly concerned maybe he had tweaked the quad. I don't believe he tweaked the quad because last night he was booming it from 30, 40, and up to 53 yards out with plenty of leg. Looks like he's in mid-season form and ready to retain his job. Chris Copeland will not be taking from him, you know, by going 50% on most of his kicks throughout the camp.
Yeah, last four kicks for Gostkowski last night that I saw, good from 50, good from 50, good from 53, good from 53. And every one of them had plenty of leg to spare, I thought. They were kicked toward the end zone underneath us in the press box, and they all were hitting that back wall. So they obviously have been monitoring him a little bit coming off that surgery on his quad, not necessarily that fact that he was unable to kick. Last night showed that he has plenty of leg there.
Speaking of monitoring, obviously Albert Haynesworth is always worth monitoring. He's a newcomer, and he has a checkered past, and he's learning a new system, and there's a lot going on there. Interesting, last night I saw a few different things that stuck out with him. First, at the end of practice, when they did conditioning, he did one or two conditioning runs and then stopped and was just standing on the sideline chatting with owner Robert Kraft and standing on the sideline, basically, while his teammates kept running. Don't know what to make of that. He did conditioning on Tuesday. He didn't do conditioning last Sunday. He was with the injured players doing some ab work, so not sure where he is in that process and how that's working right now. Another guy who did not do the sprints last night was Patrick Chung. Just be interesting to see. He was working with the trainers, doing some core work. Interesting to see what that was about, if that was just monitoring something or where that stands. So we'll keep tabs on that moving forward. And another thing that I found interesting last night before we wrap this up is the always exciting barrel drill, where the quarterbacks look to throw the football from about 30 yards out into a barrel in the corner of the end zone. Tom Brady really struggling in this drill so far. Brian Hoyer, it's his favorite drill with his soft touch. And Ryan Mallett actually had a pretty good night doing it. Both Hoyer and Mallett hit it twice. Both put one in and both hit it another time. Tom Brady shut out. So I don't know if he's quite ready for prime time.
Has he made one yet?
I don't believe so.
I think
he hit one.
He hit the barrel at least once.
And it wasn't
once.
Even a great one. It wasn't a rim job like Hoyer got. It was like
it was
hit
kind
the bottom
of it.
It
was kind of a one-hopper.
So, interesting to watch. But those are the fun things we get to watch in training camp. Other various notes, Jonathan Wilhite. Interesting to see him competing for time in the slot. Struggled a little bit at times in coverage last night and then was with the opportunity players late in practice while the veterans and more proven players, save for Haynesworth, were running their conditioning.
He particularly struggled with Ocho last night. I thought Ocho Cinco beat him a couple times.
And it'll be interesting to see if he can retain that slot job that was projected for him when he was drafted, actually. Be interesting to see how he competes with your boy Darius Butler and what Butler's health will be. And most interesting will be the return of guys like Matt Light, Sammy Morris, Kevin Falk, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Brandon McGowan.
Kyle Arrington
should be hopefully, cross our fingers, hitting the practice field on Thursday behind Gillette Stadium. 4:30 is the scheduled practice time. Come on down. It's a public session. Plenty of good seats along the hill and in the bleachers. And if you want to, stop by the media tent and say hello to Paul Perillo, who will be doing a fine job covering it. I really thought I was giving the hint that some music should be playing under my voice as we start to wrap this up, but I don't hear anything. So I'm just going to say, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Coming off the most exciting practice of the year inside Gillette Stadium, Rob Gronkowski.
Dominant.
Doesn't need preseason.
Dominant.
Ready for the regular season. What lockout? Let's play some damn football and score some touchdowns. Let's get a snack. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.